Come on, everybody, time for Jason and Deb, the fourth best morning show in all of Austin. There's no the fans are messing with your radio mix. Oh no, this ain't Big D and Bubba, it's the Morning X.
And girls, time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines, yeah, right. Deb, what's up, man?
What's up?
Rise and shine, campers, and don't forget your booties because it's cold out there. Now it's your line. You said the next part.
No, we're not saying it.
It's cold out there every day.
It's always cold out there.
No, it's cold out there every day.
I like to say it's always cold out there.
Yeah.
It's cold out 40, there for a pimp.
42 or 3 degrees or something out there. I kind of had a feeling. I was like, is it cold out there? And I checked my phone. It was like 42. And I was like, yeah, I'm still going to wear the flip-flops. So
it's the same as yesterday morning.
Was it 42 yesterday?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, it was.
I disagree.
It was.
It wasn't until last night that it got down.
No, it wasn't. It was the night before.
I bet you $22. But it didn't get down to 42 yesterday
morning. It did. I will bet you that because you're wrong.
Game on, buddy.
Because it was just as cold. I don't know how you didn't notice it the day before.
Yeah, I didn't notice it.
It was exactly the same.
You know how I was wearing shoes yesterday?
Yes, so exactly.
Maybe that was the difference.
Just like somebody living in November.
Look, man, again, I spend the 60 seconds outdoors, so it would be foolish to dress for those 60 seconds and not the rest of the day that I spend in this climate-controlled environment.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It's still cold. Still got to wear something warmer than just flops.
Why?
I don't know.
It's not cold in here.
I just don't like my feet being cold either.
Feels excellent in here. All right. We discussed the other day, Aiden was asking me about how much it would cost to upgrade his Hawaii flight. And then I told you what a great deal you could get on first class travel right now.
Yeah, right.
You can.
Yeah, right.
I'm telling you, there are affordable first class flights out there. But how about I see your first class and I raise you private? Deb, you're a Costco girl, right?
No. I piggyback on someone who
you're
is
not
a Costco,
girl?
I don't have a membership.
Costco is now selling their own private jet service memberships.
Okay.
Nice.
Maybe you're familiar with the company Wheels Up.
No. I'm not in the. Why do you keep looking? I'm not in the private flight business.
Just asking a question. I was actually kind of surprised. I guess I've known of Wheels Up because they sponsor some like fancy golfer type people. But they had a commercial on during the Masters, and I was surprised because I was just like, "Look, if you want to put your name on Dustin Johnson's shirt, sure, I get it. But like putting a commercial on just on CBS." That's rich people stuff.
Yeah. Maybe they've come around to the fact that it's not just for rich people anymore.
If Costco is doing it, a 12-month subscription to Wheels Up at Costco will cost you only $17,499.99.
What does that get you?
A membership to Wheels Up and the opportunity to purchase private flights.
Yeah, no way. That's so stupid.
This story doesn't mention it, but I sleuthed it out for you. Apparently, to book a jet on Wheels Up costs about $4,000 an hour. Now, they say the jets fly 12 minutes per hour faster than a regular jet.
Uh-huh.
So you get there a little bit faster.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on where you're going, there's 8 seats divided up amongst your friends. Now we're talking total affordability here, guys.
Yeah, you split it.
The $18,500 also comes with a $3,500 Costco gift card. So all of your bulk frozen chicken for the year is covered as well. And it does come with a $4,000 flight credit and a one-year membership to Inspirato, which is a luxury vacation rental service.
Again, is that just the membership?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Now, you can buy the Wheels Up membership for $2,000, which is considerably better than the $18,500, but you don't get a whole year's worth of frozen chicken and tires. You don't get the Inspirato membership.
I want to be there when somebody actually buys one of these things.
At like Costco?
And it's just the
They take
like,
their little card from the sidewall where it says, oh, you got it. Here's your, this will cost you $60, but it's an $80 gift card for Eddie V's Steakhouse. And then you got your trip to go parachute jumping. And then the next one is this ridiculously expensive luxury membership. And they just ring it up.
Do they have any other? Because Costco, I always thought, was... I've only been there a handful of times, but that's for the frugal types out there, right? Do they have high-end luxury items at Costco?
Yeah, we've talked about this before many times. The TVs there are ridiculous.
Well, but they're still, like, you go there to get a good... that's where I bought my TV?
Yeah, I mean, you get a good deal, but it's not like they're cheap. I mean, it's not like cheap products.
I got a Vizio.
The Samsung OLEDs and stuff that they have right now, and the QLEDs are amazing. And then they've got all of the best soundbars you can buy. They've got computers, jewelry. They've got like, oh my God, they've got this fridge there right now. It's on display. That's like 12 grand or something ridiculous. Like, this is one of the ones with the screen in the front, and it's got like each door is a double door, and it's amazing.
Dummy, you're out of eggs.
It's incredible.
Man, I'm trying to rack my brain because I swear, maybe I just made this as a joke that somebody I know got their engagement ring from Costco.
I just said jewelry. They have really nice jewelry there.
But I'm saying specifically somebody that I know, I think, has that.
In fact, we were there the other day and we walked by the watch. The watches are above the jewelry, and San Antonio guys had his eye on this ridiculously expensive watch. It's a brand I've never even heard of. That's how like fancy it is. I'm not into watches, but he was like, oh, it's gone. It was like 8, but it was worth 12. And I'm like, 1,000? He's like, yeah.
Wow.
So every now and then they'll have these really big watch items
that
there.
Story cites the premium items at Costco, pricey engagement rings, caskets, and a chicken coop duplex.
Oh, fun.
Ooh, for your chickens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if they don't get on, you know, you can't put them in the same apartment. You put them next door to each other.
Jason, you should become a chicken slumlord millionaire.
Slumlord hundredaire. I was just thinking, what are the what's the code on this chicken coop duplex? Could a human live in there?
They have to be kind of tiny.
A petite one.
Small.
Look, there's going to be
family.
There's going to be a lot of extra land on my dick compound there. Coop. Can I move my sister and her kid into a chicken coop? Chicken coop duplex?
Oh, my God.
Not probably Aiden, but Bumbleito, maybe.
$800 a month in Austin? A chicken coop duplex? Seems like it could happen.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Jason, Debbie, Morning X.
Morning X Sports.
Young the Giant virtual concert experience and prize pack coming up in just a second. Hold on for that. Sports brought to you by Pants. Oh, Antonio Brown, now of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. When he signed up there with Tom Brady, he explained how he was so grateful to get not really a second chance, another chance, and that, like, he's on the straight and narrow now, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, he's going to be good this time, right?
What happened?
Oh, Antonio. I don't even know. Does this count? Because this actually, the incident happened before, I believe, he had signed with the Buccaneers. So has he done it again? Antonio Brown was accused last month by the community in which he lives in Florida of destroying a security camera and, get this, throwing a bicycle at a security guard.
That's so dumb.
Now, his bicycle?
Why?
That's
or was this a bystander bicycle?
I don't know whose bike. Maybe it was a bike security guard. Did he take his own bike away from him?
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, that's insult.
Because Antonio, you wouldn't throw your own bike, right?
I'm sure it was a rando bike that was just there.
Maybe he was
being told off for something.
Maybe the security guard showed up to a knife fight with a bicycle.
Don't show up to an Antonio Brown fight with just a bicycle. I don't see Antonio Brown bicycling. Like, that's hard for me to imagine him on a bicycle.
Why?
I don't know. So, like, I have to assume that. I think the security cop was on a bike. I think that's
what he took his own bike away from him and threw it at him.
Yeah. That's great.
The Hollywood, Florida police said that they had probable cause to charge Antonio Brown with criminal mischief, but the Homeowners Association declined to press charges. A spokesperson for Antonio Brown said that the situation has been, quote, fully and amicably resolved and everyone is getting along just fine, end quote.
So this is his home ownership?
Sounds great. Yeah, his HOA people who said that he offered to pay for the security camera that he destroyed, and they're like, okay, we're good. But
does he just have a guy now that follows him around and just like buys people off?
He
like,
should.
He probably should have that.
I'll pay for that.
But yeah, for Antonio, who everybody, I guess it was Ed and Beto on the other show were telling me, oh, I think he's going to be, he's learned his lesson now. And I'm like, why? What makes you think he has learned his lesson? And look, Antonio is a guy who I've said before, I think perhaps has some mental health issues. And I say that not in a derogatory way, in a way that I hope that he gets the help that he needs if he needs it. His current probation required him to have a psychological evaluation, and he said, yeah, everything's all buttoned up. I'm good. But if that's the case, I'm going to continue to have fun with all of your antics, Antonio Brown. And so I rank this ahead of the time, worse than the time he spray-painted a helmet and tried to sneak an illegal helmet into Raiders practice.
This is worse?
This is worse than that.
Yeah.
Oh.
But behind the time that he tweeted his baby mama's address and asked the world to go steal back his car that she took from him.
Okay.
This is worse than the time that he almost froze off his feet getting cryotherapy in Europe.
No.
You throw a bicycle at a security guard.
No.
But and not as bad as the time that he assaulted a moving truck driver who refused to deliver his furniture for free.
Correct.
Yeah. This is worse than the time that he called his general manager a cracker and punted the football they were practicing with off the field. But not as bad as the two sexual misconduct allegations,
definitely.
Got a real resume put together, though, Antonio Brown.
Seemed to have it memorized.
It's fun.
He could work on his staff.
It's almost like he has a PR person. It's like, hey, you got to do one of these that's hilarious and then just one that's horrific. You got to keep everybody just guessing.
He trades them back and forth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cut out the horrific ones. Just do the hilarious one.
Well,
throwing a bike at a security guard, I mean, that's borderline not hilarious. You think it's not a big deal, Deb?
No one pressed charges.
What if it's like one of those, not mopeds, but they used to do the Segway, if it was a security Segway, or the little triangle thing where you have to...
Oh, that's those things.
Yeah, what kind of bike are we talking about? Like, if it's a kid's bike, then okay. But what if you got some
if
of those
got
bikes...
Like a Huffy with some pegs?
Those bikes got them sharp pedal claws on there so that your feet... Yeah. That would... Be careful throwing the bikes out there, guys. Careful with your bike tossing. All right, go. We have a Young the Giant prize pack. Includes their self-titled debut album with special digital release, a 2-LP vinyl, and attend their virtual concert happening this weekend. 512-835-1015 is the number. You have to beat me. 512-835-1015. Are You Smarter Than Jason is next. Good luck.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Hello, Morning X, Jason and Deb with a Young the Giant prize pack to give away and go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, hi, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Kevin, stop doing that, mate.
Kevin, I'm going to the hallway. Good luck, man.
No need for it, mate.
All right, Kevin, your choice today of the three topics. Great Britain's. Which country is that? And types of things.
What was the third one?
The third one was types of things.
Let's go with the types of things.
Types of things it is, then. Let's have a look. All right, number one. Hang on a second. Acrostic, limerick, and slam are all types of which form of artistic expression?
Poetry.
That is correct. Well done. What's acrostic?
That's where you have like a word going down and like each letter stands for something, I think.
Oh.
Which is technically a form of poetry.
Is it? It just reminds me of like cheesy teachers.
Yeah.
Making up some weird thing.
That's what that is.
All right, number two. Sloop, junk, and dinghy are all types of which vehicle?
Can you say the three again?
Yeah. Sloop, junk, and dinghy are all types of what?
Boat.
That's correct. Well done. And finally, duck bill, jelly, and winkle picker are all types of what article of clothing?
Head up.
Huh? Pants? No, we're looking for shoes.
Oh.
Yeah, never mind. All right, hold on. Very well done. Very well done. Jason Dick!
There he goes.
Jason Dick, get in here. All right, the listener, Kevin, got 2 out of 3.
Well played, Kevin.
And the topic today is types of things. Things.
Okay. Types of things.
Yeah, I'm going to name you 3 things, and you tell me what type of a thing they are.
All right.
Okay?
All right, then.
Number one, acrostic, limerick, and slam are all types of what form of artistic expression?
Poetry.
Yes.
What was the first one?
Acrostic.
What is that?
Nick says it's like where they write a word downwards and then words off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking of, but that doesn't seem like poetry to me. That's how you get your sign on ESPN during a college football game.
Technically, those are poets.
That's poetry?
You didn't know it.
Get out of here.
I didn't know that was poetry either, but...
Some of those are pretty good, okay?
Sure, but that doesn't... I mean, yeah, it's poetry to me, but... Okay.
All right, number 2. Sloop, junk, and dinghy are all types of what vehicle? They're all types of what? Sloop, junk, dinghy.
Sloop, junk, dinghy.
Yeah.
Boats.
Yes. And also...
Junk boat?
Yeah, junk is like...
That's from China.
It's Asian, right? Yeah.
Oh.
But they all could
racist.
Be... They all could be derogatory terms right here. You stupid junk.
Mm-hmm.
Your dinghy sucks. Get out of here, you sloop.
Yeah, sloop is a type of sailboat. And now I'm just like, oh, that doesn't hit the ears right.
Doesn't
anymore.
Sound right, does it?
Sounded fun when I was writing this.
When you said sloop, I was hoping these would all be types of John B's. Huh?
Types of what?
Yeah. Huh?
Huh?
Sloop John B. You guys don't know about Sloop John
no.
B? Golly. Educate yourself on rock and roll. You guys, shame on you.
Okay.
Yeah. Sloop John B is a song by that one artist.
The Beach Boys.
Yeah. But later covered by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes and in movies like The Wolf of Wall Street.
Wow. Educate yourself, Nick.
Yeah.
Finally, Jason, duck bill, jelly, and winkle picker are all types of what kind of clothing?
What was the last one?
Winkle picker.
Winkle picker, duck bill.
Weirdly enough, I think winkle picker might be the one that gave it away for me.
Now, that's a good insult. You're a dirty winkle picker.
Mm-hmm. Stop picking your winkle.
That is like a schoolyard.
Jelly?
Jeremy's a winkle picker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, jelly.
Duck bill. I mean, that one just makes it seem like it's a hat, right? But what is a winkle picker jelly? What's a jelly hat? That doesn't make any sense. That one feels real shoe-like. All right, whatever. I'm going to say hat.
Oh, man. No. What it is? Shoe.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know what duckbill is. But winkle pickers are really pointy.
Yeah, they're associated, it says, with British rock and roll.
Sloop John B?
Yes, probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess further research has determined that duckbill is a type of hat, but there is not a winkle picker hat or.
Is there? What is a duckbill shoe?
What's a duckbill shoe?
It looks like a boot. I don't know exactly what makes it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. Oh, wait, no, that's just duck boots.
Okay. Sloop John B was the Beach Boys? Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, then. Okay, in the case of a tie, we have a tie, right? Double ask us a quantifiable tiebreaker question. Kevin, you think of an answer. I'm going to write mine down. You can go over. Whoever's closest will be the winner, Deb.
Talking of shoes, let's cut some shoes. What size
shoe
does Shaquille O'Neal wear?
Oh, yeah. Could be in trouble here, Kevin.
So according to Wikipedia, a duckbill, which is also called a bear paw or a cow's mouth, is a style of shoe with a broad toe fashionable in the 15th and 16th centuries, started by Charles VIII of France, who had an extra toe.
Oh my God, I don't care!
Wow, so they're real common
they,
then.
They gave
him
some
shoes.
Extra room, and then like, everyone's like, well, the king's toe. Wearing them.
It's like one of them split.
It's just one of those things.
Thing and you're
how'd you get an extra developing? Nipple?
Does it got bones in there? You some got them, six yeah. toe bones?
It depends on how developed it is. Hmm. Like some people have just like a fully extra finger. Some people just have like a little nub.
That'd be cool to have an extra finger. It'd be helpful right now. Now my hands aren't working so well. Just have a little extra grip.
Right.
I had to have Nick undo this lid for me this morning in the kitchen. I honestly had tried to undo it. And so when I passed it to him and like with just one hair's worth of strength, he undid it. I was like, I loosened it for you.
It was, I was not tight at all.
But I don't think I did, Nick. I really don't think I just couldn't even open that stupid lid that was not on very
tight. That's what
tight.
I'm here for.
I am far from perfect. So who am I to call into question God's work? But man, the defect section of your department store, guy, you got a lot of misprints up there. All right. Mm-hmm. Just the people coming out with six toes, never mind the horrific debilitating, you know, illnesses and the like. Mm-hmm. You just what's wrong with your mold that you just made this one with six toes? I don't approve.
That's just nature.
That's how we got from Simpsons to us.
I've written my answer down, Kevin. What do you think, man?
Let's see. I'm going to go with a 20.
I got 20 and a 21 and a half on Shaquille O'Neal. Should have never gone for the half.
23.
Goodness graciousness. Kevin, hold on a sec. We do have a prize for you.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.